Community Quick Hits, brought to you by...
Nobody.
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 Of course. Once again, here's Cobra.
So if you did have a serious relationship, that's the deal breaker?
If you're going to have to stick around with some old broad for a significant amount of time, they have to meet and connect during the administering.
Man, I was just watching the Today Show. When did Matt Lauer turn into Fernando?
Oh.
Have you seen
him? Yeah, he's been like that for a while.
He looks like Fernando.
He's got a perfectly shaped egg head.
He does. Weren't they going to try to run him out of there?
Fernando? They've been trying that for a decade.
No, Matt Lauer.
Oh.
They haven't tried too hard. Seems like that could be easily done if they were serious about it.
By the way, look at what they're showing right now on the Today Show. They're doing a live play on the set of the Today Show.
Corby hates art.
No, I don't hate art. It just would be weird to stand there. And look up top. Look at the Chinese thing that's going on up there.
The Chinese thing that's going on up there.
It's a dragon Chinese parade. That's some pretty insane TV.
That's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I don't
Corby.
Get it, Mike. What are they doing there? I don't see any Native Americans and pilgrims. Why are they doing?
I don't know.
Chinese dragons.
I don't know, but that's one of the biggest Thanksgiving Day institutions there is.
Let me tell you something. Parades suck.
They're awful.
The worst thing ever created are parades. And for all the moms out there, you want to go take your little kids to the parade? They hate them.
This thing on the
no
top
kid likes parades.
This thing on the top left is the Macy's parade. It looks like they're in downtown Albuquerque.
Look how half-assed
look,
that is.
There is
the
a balloon,
balloon
that says H E B. That's it, and it's not even like a real balloon.
God, I wish we had the sound up. And now here comes the
H-E-B
balloon.
Balloon?
Yes.
Hmm. Where are they?
I don't know.
Doesn't it look like Oklahoma City?
It does. It looks so half-ass.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's not Macy's. Maybe that's some lesser Thanksgiving Day parade.
Dollar Generals.
So people are up right now. Women. Old, fat women. Watching parades. And excited about it, right? That's what their life has turned into, Mike, at this point?
Yes, it is. It's sad, Corby. There might have been hope for them once, but...
Yeah, when do you cross that line into parade-dom on TV?
I've always thought they were boring, even as a little kid. I never wanted to see them. Look, there's Mickey Mouse. I don't care.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
No.
You know, and you know, when you have little kids, you think it's going to be a treat to distract them for whatever reason. It's not.
No,
they don't like
kids
it.
Kids don't care about parades.
No, they don't. They don't. They all think that they're going to go down there and see the lights and colors and just the flashiness of it, and they're going to be taken with that, and they're not.
No.
Kids aren't stupid.
Not
parades
these days.
Are.
Are you going to do some stories?
Oh. Some stories.
Yeah, do some stories.
We need more stories.
Stories? Like it's a story hour where I'm sitting here reading a book.
Just read some stuff to me and Mike, please.
By the way, man, I'm really pissed. I left my book at home. And that was a big part of what my...
Just do you have
your plan?
Are you taking your computer?
Yeah.
Just download it on your iTunes and read it there.
How much does that cost?
Probably $14. You can afford it. I promise you, you can afford it.
I've never bought a book online.
It's not so bad.
Give it a shot.
I'd tell you to mark that, Tim, but you know how to do that, do you?
He does.
Yeah. You do.
I was an intern. That's all we did.
Now, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember you running around here with Bob and Dan and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of the fake young Jerry Garcia.
Ha,
Just a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
Boy, he really is. Before Jerry got a beard and everything, this is what Jerry looked like. You knew who that is, Tim?
No idea.
I'm going to find a picture for you.
You don't have any idea who Jerry Garcia is.
The name sounds familiar, but it just could be because it's Jerry and Garcia, and those are familiar names.
Have you ever heard of the Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
Well, who are they? Tell me in your own words who the Grateful Dead are, Tim.
They're a band. Their logo is red, white, and blue with a skull and a lightning bolt on it. Aren't they like a hippie band?
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. That's fair enough.
You're on this.
Dude, yeah. You are...
They would be at a concert with fish, probably.
It's pretty incredible, the likeness.
I know.
Here, take a look over here,
no,
brother.
No, fish would be at a concert with them.
Can you see it a little bit?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
If I grew my...
Young...
If your hair looked more flammable, then you would look like young Jerry Garcia.
Let's see here.
Are you doing images?
Yeah. Golly, there's one. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, that is creepy. This one. Look at this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got to take a picture of Tim. Look at this. Look at young Jerry.
Know what his nickname was?
No.
His nickname was Captain Trips. That's your nickname around here from now on.
Dude, you got a nickname.
That's the best thing that ever happened to you is now you have a nickname, Captain Trips. Let me ask you this,
what
Tim.
What a great nickname, too.
I know. I want to be Captain Trips.
Instead of...
No, he's Captain Trips.
You're the Cobra.
Have you ever taken acid?
No.
Mushrooms?
No.
Smoked weed?
I'm clean. I've never done that.
You've never smoked pot?
No.
And you went to UNT?
Yeah, I know.
You drink?
I don't even drink, no.
Have you ever drank at all?
Like a few times, I'll take a shot just to get rid of the peer pressure. Other than that,
you just know it wasn't for you.
Yeah, wasn't for me.
Okay,
does that get rid of the peer pressure for you? Does that work?
Well, it gets them away from me. All the people.
Come on, bro, do a shot, bro.
Then you do a shot, and then that's good enough.
Boy, look at the guy coming in behind you. Think we could have the same conversation with him?
That guy? He's friends with the Saroys.
If you're friends with the Saroys, there's no doubt that you've taken a small private plane to some South American country.
Yes. More than once.
Well, you need to. Do you know the machine?
Yeah.
That's the machine right there.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. You need to start hanging out with him. Let the machine show you the ropes.
He's got a girlfriend and stuff.
You going to get married?
You know, that's what the plan is. We've been together 3-ish years.
3 years? Yeah. Is this a high school girl?
No.
College?
Yeah.
Did you meet her at college?
No, we knew each other in high school. She went to prom with my best friend.
Hmm.
But then,
Did you steal her away from him?
Well, she turned him gay, and then,
What? Wait, what?
All right.
Aren't you worried she might do that to
hang
you?
Hang on. So now your best friend is gay?
Yeah.
But you didn't know he was gay? No one knew he was gay?
Uh-uh.
And he just came out of the closet?
One day, yeah. It was one of those. It was after a hockey game, and he was like, so.
So, okay, so they went to the prom together, and then after that, he decided, look, I'm going to come out?
It was a couple years down the road, but
so you guys
I like
aren't,
to pinpoint
you guys,
that moment. Okay.
So you guys aren't penis brothers?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Hmm. Is that like the Statler brothers?
Yeah, very little known.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Penis Brothers.
Little known barbershop quartet.
Wow, so are you guys doing it and stuff?
Yeah, totally.
With the
all the time.
You have to talk her into it?
Yeah. 99% of the time it goes into like the just tickle my back and then
okay,
she fades
Tim,
away.
No, this is great.
I don't
tickle my back.
I don't need any more of this. Do you live with her?
No. I have an apartment, and she stays there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't officially live there.
Are her parents okay with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they like you?
Yeah, I think so.
Do they listen to the radio station?
No. No.
You sure?
Yeah, they don't like sports.
Does she?
Now, if they knew I was on, they would listen, but I don't tell them that.
Then that was your lady listening right now.
If she's awake, she might have it on.
Mm-hmm.
She ever question what you want to do with your life?
All the time.
So, did you grow up a fan of The Ticket?
Oh, yeah. I started listening 16, when I was 16.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is a pretty big moment for you, huh?
It's huge. That's why I have my notes.
He does have notes.
He does have notes,
May I take a gander at your notes? Corby, you'll find this to be fun.
Okay.
Okay, for Mike's mind, he's got here, it's, let's see, it's on The Ticket. What is that? What does that mean?
I think that's time
it.
Check.
Yeah.
He says it's time check on The Ticket. Then it says, okay, theme, play the theme, top left, purple, play a mic drop, explosion, applause, production value.
Explosion.
There's got to be an explosion. And then we have, okay, E! News. Mike says stop down for a little. Okay, next is Entertainment News Sounder. Sponsors, Mike introduces Corby, Snake Chant, Here's Cobra, Drop, play E! News Bed.
Okay, you came prepared.
Well, you did come prepared.
Now, did you consult Mino?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I sent that to him last night so he could double check that I have everything.
And he said everything was good?
Yeah.
Is Mino your leader? Do you have a leader up here?
I mean, everybody's my leader. I've been listening long enough.
Yeah.
He even has the note after the Diamond Doctor to play, he had some diamonds. This is thorough, man. This kid came prepared.
That's squared away, man.
Heck yeah.
That is squared away.
That's good, Tim.
It's my hardline premiere, so I definitely...
Well, this is amazing.
Not wanna
he takes detailed notes. He loves the four tops, and he looks like Jerry Garcia.
Yeah. Captain Trips,
and
too.
He has to talk his girlfriend into sex.
So the guy that doesn't drink at all,
mm-hmm.
is his nickname basically is the same guy that is the biggest drug addict that rock and roll ever had.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, dude. You should feel honored.
Yeah, it works out.
What works out?
Don't worry about it.
All right, Tim.
Well, that was a great community quick hit.
I agree. That was award winning.
You've done a fine job.
Thank you.
Over there today.
Thank you.
All right. It is time now, coming up here, for the Ranch Report with David Moore.